This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on diammonium phosphate DAP fertilizers beyond the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from 1st January 2025 till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of the DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the farmers will continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag of 50 kilogram. The tentative budgetary requirement for it will be approximately up to 3,850 crore rupees. He said the extra burden will be borne by the union government. The move will ensure availability of DAP to farmers at subsidized, affordable and reasonable prices. The cabinet has also approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and the restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. The minister said under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. The minister said that in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the first cabinet meeting in 2025 was dedicated to farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government is fully committed to furthering the welfare of farmers. Referring to Union Cabinet's decisions, Mr. Modi said, the first cabinet of 2025 is dedicated to enhancing prosperity for the farmers. He said, the country is proud of all its farmers who work hard to feed the nation. The total gross goods and services tax, GST collections, grew 7.3% to over 1.76 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. The total gross GST revenue in December 2023 was 1.64 lakh crore rupees. In November last year, gross GST collection had grown 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Coal has recorded significant growth in coal production and dispatch in December 2024. The total coal production during December reached 97.94 million tons, surpassing the production of 92.98 million tons recorded during the same month in the previous year with a growth rate of 5.33%. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that villages in the country will be made poverty-free by properly implementing all the schemes. Reviewing various works of his ministry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said that the targets will be set on a monthly basis and efforts will continue to achieve those targets. He said that this effort will play a major role in realizing the dream of Prime Minister Narendra Modi of a poverty-free India. India and Pakistan exchanged the lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. Under the provisions of the Bilateral Agreement on Consular Access 2008, such lists are exchanged every year on 1st January and on 1st of July. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that India has shared the names of 381 civilian prisoners and 81 fishermen in its custody, who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared the names of 49 civilian prisoners and 217 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or are believed to be Indian. India has called for an early release and repatriation of civilian prisoners, fishermen along with their boats and missing Indian defence personnel from Pakistan's custody. India and Pakistan also exchanged the list of nuclear installations and facilities covered under the Agreement on the Prohibition of Attack against nuclear installations and facilities between both the countries. In hockey, Srachi Royal Bengal Tigers defeated team Gunasika 2-1 in their second match of the ongoing Hockey India League 2024-25 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. And that is the end of this news bulletin.